Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Previously on the Story Pirates podcast.
Hey guys, look at this thing I just...
What just happened?
I think we've run ashore.
Whoa, we're on some sort of tropical island.
I guess we have to get off our ship.
Whoa.
And now, the Story Pirates Podcast season finale.
I can't believe we're climbing off the ship. I haven't left since that one time I went to go live with the porpoises.
And I haven't left since I got sucked up into a tornado, went to Los Angeles, and came back to find out that Peter was running the ship like a terrifying dystopia.
And I never left the ship because it was safer to stay.
And I never left because I came with the ship and it's where I live.
And I never left because I couldn't figure out how.
Well, here goes nothing. Come on, everyone, let's climb down this ladder.
Okay. Hey, oh, excuse me.
Really?
My head.
Deep.
Ow, my head.
Okay.
Whoa. It feels so weird to be standing on land.
This place looks totally deserted.
Who goes there?
Gasp.
Is that a person?
I don't think that's just any old person. That's a...
Story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
Who are you all talking to?
Also, we just ran into a Viking? More on that later.
But first, a story.
Here's just a little bit of the original story the author sent in. It's called The Big Secret. Once upon a time, there was a cat named Rose. She was always perfect, or so everyone thought. The next day, the dog Shayna made fun of Rose. The next day, Rose and Shayna ran for Animal Parliament. And to find out who wins that seat in Parliament, you'll have to hear our adaptation, and here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name's Andre, and I'm in the first grade, and I'm from Canada. This is my story. It's called The Big Secret.
Oh,
Rose. Oh, I'm so excited. I hope it's Rose.
I hear Rose the cat always gets straight A's.
I hear Rose the cat makes her own gourmet catnip.
I hear Rose the cat only has 8 lives because she donated 1 to charity.
I hear Rose the cat volunteers down at the dog shelter. She's teaching them how to read.
She really is perfect.
Who, me? Meow.
Rose!
Rose, take a picture with me.
Rose, be my best friend.
Rose, I named my baby after you.
Rose, I named myself after you.
Oh, townspeople, you're too kind.
You really are always perfect.
Or so you think.
It's Shayna the dog.
Woof.
Their moms are friends, you know.
Yes, it's me, Shayna the dog, and I'm here to say that Rose isn't the perfect cat you think she is. I know for a fact that she's not perfect. In fact, she is imperfect.
How dare you?
I dared.
What's your deal, Shayna? Why are you so mad at me all the time?
I can't say. It's my big secret.
Well then, if we're going to fight, let's fight like mature animals.
By running for Parliament tomorrow!
Welcome to the 16th and final debate for Animal Parliament. I'm sure everyone knows the candidates by now, but sure, let's meet them, I guess. First, we have Rose the cat everyone loves for some reason.
Meow!
And of course, next to Rose, we have Shayna the dog, who seems to be pretty mad about something.
Bark!
And finally, we have a last-minute addition to the race, Jerry the goldfish, who's running on the controversial platform that fish bowls should be larger and made of gold. Candidates, your question is, why would you make a good Member of Parliament or MP? Shayna, you have 30 seconds.
If I, Shayna the dog, won a seat on Animal Parliament, I would make sure every animal had a roof over their head, kibble on their plate, and a low-lying couch to hide under during scary thunderstorms.
Rose, your answer?
Well, everything I do is perfect, so if I was in Parliament, I'd be perfect at it.
And Jerry the goldfish, the floor is yours. Well, that concludes this debate. Now it's time to vote.
Vote.
And the winner is Rose!
I'm Bunny Baker with Channel Hen News, and I'm standing outside the election for Animal Parliament, where Rose the cat has just won by a landslide, of course. And this just in, Shayna the dog is about to make her concession speech at the Terrier Resort and Dog Spa. We go there now.
My friends and fellow citizens, I want to thank everyone for supporting me. We worked long and hard starting this morning to get here to this hotel and conference center.
It's true.
We are standing below thousands of balloons that were supposed to fall down when I won. It was going to be really beautiful and pretty cool, but our work has not been in vain. My campaign has sparked a movement which will never die.
Never.
I believe in truth and justice, and I believe that if you are positive, you can't fail. And to my opponent, Rose, if you're listening, you fought a good fight, and I respect you. But you will regret winning. Regret it, I say.
Wow, intense. She apparently kept laughing for 20 minutes until people just got up and left the room. Anyway, whether you voted for Rose or Shayna, the fact of the matter is that their moms, who are friends, will have a lot to talk about tonight.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Rose's mom?
It is.
Hi, it's Shayna's mom.
Oh, hi, Shayna's mom. How are things?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, the same.
You?
The same. Oh, well, yeah, my daughter is on Parliament now, so that's neat.
Oh, yeah, that is neat.
Anyway,
This feud.
Oh, yes, the feud. I don't even know what it's about. Every time I ask Shayna, she says, you know, it's her big secret, and then she gets all misty-eyed and stares off into the distance like she's having a memory. You know, kids. But the point is, the feud. No, it has to end.
Agreed. But how?
I know! A surprise
play date! We're geniuses.
Evil geniuses.
See you tomorrow.
I was joking about the evil.
No, I know. I understand what
much.
Jokes
okay.
are.
See you tomorrow at the play date.
Hello! I'm here for the surprise play date.
Hello? Welcome! I made you a pie. Wait a second. It's you!
It's you! How could our mothers do this?
They're geniuses.
Evil geniuses! Neither one of us is happy!
On this, we agree.
Yeah. Well, Perfect Rose, do you agree with this?
Oh! You smashed the pie in my face!
Yes! And now I'm going to laugh!
Stop! Enough! Shayna, this feud has gone on way too long. It's time we put an end to this. You need to tell me why you're always so mad at me. You need to tell me your big secret.
My big secret?
Yes!
But I... Fine. I will now reveal my big secret. Remember when we played that big soccer game?
Shayna, good hustle. Go after that ball.
Yes, coach.
Shayna, you got this. Go for the goal. You got this.
Yes, coach.
Rose, stay on defense.
Yes, coach.
Hey, Rose, watch where you're going.
Huh? Oh, no. I'm tripping. No.
Rose, the ball. Rose, you did it. You tripped, but you still accidentally kicked the ball into the goal. You won us the game. Hey, everyone, let's celebrate Rose.
Rose, 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 Rose.
You're upset because we won the game?
No! I'm upset because you won it by accident! I'd been practicing soccer so hard all summer, and it always seemed to come really easy to you. Even when you made a mistake, it went perfectly and we won the game! I guess I wasn't mad. I was jealous.
Shayna, thank you for telling the truth. I'm so sorry that I didn't realize you were upset. We should have communicated better.
Yeah, you're right. And I should have told you I was angry and jealous instead of seething silently for almost a year.
Also, I'm really not perfect at everything. I was really embarrassed when I tripped, actually. I'm a terrible runner. I have four left paws.
Thanks for understanding. And I'm sorry I threw a pie in your face.
It's okay. Friends?
Friends!
Let's play!
Excuse me, Madam MP. You have a meeting with the Ambassador to France in 20 minutes.
Oh, whoopsie. I forgot I am a major part of the government now. Tell the French Ambassador, je suis un autre Just let her know I'm on my way. See, I'm terrible at French, too.
You're not kidding!
The end!
Wow, what a great story.
That was amazing.
Park, who are you? Who are you talking to? What are these round black things you're speaking into?
Like we just said, we're the Story Pirates. We host a podcast. These are microphones.
Pirates? You don't look like pirates.
Well, yeah, because we're not.
I'm a pirate.
Shh, Rolo, not now. No, I mean, we're not real pirates. We take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy.
And songs.
And we do it all out here. Blah, blah, blah. I heard you the first time. By Thor's magic goblet, I beg of you, who are you and what is your purpose?
Well, I guess we're lost. You see, we were sailing through the ocean and... Wait a second. Who are you?
I am Siegfried the Orange, Viking warrior from the kingdom of Northumbria, son of Sigmund Shieldson, grandson of Svensson Gudsvensson, nephew of Avilda the Trollslayer, cousin of Dagfinn Fishdrinker of the North, and Halvard Rockbeard of the South.
Okay, wow.
God-nephew of Helga Ingrid Rangelwald, great-great-grand-cousin of Steve Steveson.
Of the Scarsdale Stevesons?
No!
Big deal. I have a lot of family, too, and their names are crazy. Like, Derek.
Why don't you come over here and fight me?
I'll fight you.
Rollo.
Oh, no. We're peaceful pirates. We just crashed into your island. We could use some help, actually.
Great. Now you're stuck here, too. I've been here for years, all alone, nothing to do without a friend. I used to have so many friends. I was in the service of Harald Hardrada himself. I would sing duets with Brunhilde Volsung at Hrothgar's Great Hall.
I have a lot of friends, too. Like Derek. You guys would really like him. He's so random.
Look, since we're all stuck here, maybe we could be your friends.
Whoa, don't you think you have enough friends? Like me? And me?
Look, I think we have room for more friends. You know, as we say in the theater, the more friends you have, the easier it is to put on a production of Friends, the musical based on the TV show Friends.
No chance. I can't help you, and it's too late for new friends. I've been alone for years now, fending for myself, living off the land.
Wait. Years? How long exactly have you been on this island?
Since the year 1035. Why, what year is it now? 1037? 1038? I kind of stopped counting.
Siegfried, it's 2018.
Well, I'm fainting now.
Gasp.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Siegfried, how long have you been on this island?
Since the year 1035.
What? Siegfried? It's 2018.
Well, I'm fainting now.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness! Catch him! Catch him!
Siegfried!
Wake up! I'm up! That water's as cold as the blood of the Midgard serpent!
Whew, good thing I brought that bucket of water with me off the ship.
Stop Siegfried, are you all right?
Okay, you
Do you feel
right.
okay?
As well as any man can feel when he's just found out he's 983-ish years old.
Well, we're just glad that you're okay.
Why do you all care so much about me? We just met. I tried to fight you.
I don't know. Because we care about everyone?
Yeah, that is sort of our thing. Hey, we're pretty amazing.
I'm a grumpy Viking.
We can cheer you up.
How?
Well, I can do a funny dance. Check it out.
That's not bad.
Oh, and I can sing a song. We were the best of friends. We were the worst of friends.
Topical.
And I can share my delicious kefir with you.
I had an uncle named Kefir. Kefir Erickson. Is that whom you're going to share with me?
No, it's a drinkable yogurt.
Oh. Does it come in lingonberry flavor?
Yeah.
And I'm really good at building stuff. Like, I could build you a chair or even a chair.
These
are all great. I'm laughing. I haven't laughed since King Eric Bloodaxe of Norway dared me to fight a polar bear with my bare hands.
See? Friends are good. Now we can all hang out and have fun, and I can try out some of your cool Viking snacks.
And I can help you live on the island. Show you how to fish with one of those pointy stick things.
Oh, I've always wanted to.
That sounds so fun.
No!
Whoa, Rolo, what's wrong?
You can't be friends with Siegfried.
Why?
Because if you live on land and not at sea, then you won't need me anymore. I'm very helpful on a ship, but not helpful at all down in the sand or up in the trees. I worked hard to be friends with the Story Pirates, and now you won't need to be my friends anymore.
Why does
this always happen to me?
Rolo!
What?
We're not friends with you because we need you. We're friends with you because we like you, and honestly, you're not that helpful on the ship.
You like me?
Of course.
We like everything about you.
Even my weird burps?
Sometimes, yes.
Thank you, Story Pirates.
You're welcome, Rolo. Now, let's all work together to be stuck on this island forever!
Whoa, wait a second. Siegfried, what did you do with your old ship?
Oh, well, after I crash-landed here, my proud Viking longship was wood chips. I couldn't rebuild it, but I did use the wood to build myself a house and also a little shed in the back where I can do my, you know, Viking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, listen, I don't like to brag, but I am a licensed and bonded carpenter with a master's in maritime design and PhD in glueless joinery.
Why?
I don't like to brag. Anyway, I'm thinking we could use the wood from your old ship to patch up our ship and make it seaworthy.
That's not a bad idea. Follow me.
Okay. Where's he taking me? Watch out back here.
Behold, my house and shed.
Whoa!
Why is it glowing?
Now, let us rebuild your ship and set sail together. For I am Siegfried the Orange, son of Freya, goddess of desire and fortune.
Whoa.
Does that mean he's half god? He honestly should have led with that.
Well, I can't wait to get back out on the open ocean.
Oh, no. This ship will not be for the water. It will be for the sky!
Sounds like things are about to get pretty crazy. But not as crazy as this last story! This story is called What Was the World Called Before Us? Nobody knows what the world was called before us. Was it weasel? Was it cow? Was it dolphin? We didn't know. We didn't know. Now it's called Earth. What was it called? What was it called? In a long, long time, it might be called something else. The end. And now, here's the author to introduce their story.
Hi, my name's Liam. I'm in the second grade and I'm from Maryland. And my story is called, What Was the World Called Before Us?
Nobody knows what the world was called before us.
Was it weasel?
Was it cow?
Was it dolphin?
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
Now, it's called Earth. What was it called?
What was it called? In a long, long time, it might be called something else.
In a long, long time.
These are the questions.
Nobody knows. In a long, long time. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
It might be called something else. Nobody knows.
What was the world called before us?
Before you and me.
Good question. Okay, now, let's get into it. Imagine yourself as an astronaut in a long, long time. You look out the window of your spaceship, past the obsidian expanse, and spy, far off in the distance, the tiny blue speck of the planet... Cow? If I were that astronaut gazing down at Cow, I'd think about you. Which is hilarious because we've never met. Honestly, don't ask me what I'm talking about because I'm not totally sure, but the question remains. Would you think differently about the world now that it's called Cow?
In a long, long time, nobody knows.
What if it was called Spaghetti?
In a long, long time, nobody knows. It might be called something else.
What about a wolf cub? That's pretty good.
Before you and me.
Yeah, wolf cub's got my vote. If we are voting on it. Are we voting on this? It's just crazy how everything has a name. But, like, we gave it that name. And why? You know, like, this guy I used to work with, his name was Evan. You look at him and you know, that guy is an Evan. You know, you could picture him in your head, right? Nice guy, swimmer in high school. Oh, wait. Was his name Evan? Was it Scott? Oh, boy. This is way back when I was at that startup. And new people were hired all the time, which really was so exciting. But, you know, exhausting at the same time. At least for me, because I'm a crazy introvert, you know. But, was it Josh? Oh, man. I wonder what you were called before you were called what you are called.
What you were called.
Was it cow? Was it weasel?
Before you were called.
Was it dolphin? Was it dolphin? Was it dolphin? Was it dolphin? Was it dolphin?
What
was
you were called. Called.
Oh, you know what? That guy from work, I think his name was Evan.
Before you and me.
Nobody knows. Blowing your mind yet? Because my mind's blown. That's the only way I'm able to think straight, is with a mind shattered into a million pieces. Think about this, friendos. What's the sound of one hand clapping? If a tree falls in the forest, does it even make a sound? What was the world called before us? Tell me, what even is this? You don't know. Nobody knows. Yet here I am.
On a future spaceship that doesn't exist, thinking about a person I've never met who lives on a planet that's now called Dolphin. But in a long, long time, it might be called a something else.
Oh! Long, long time.
So long!
Nobody knows.
I certainly
in
don't.
In a long, long time.
Time's weird.
Nobody knows.
So weird.
It might be called
something else.
Something else.
Nobody really knows. What was the world called before us is my question.
Before you and me.
Or just me.
Or no. Nobody.
so glad you guys came over. I was having one of those weeks where I'm like, why do I do anything, you know? And then buddies come over and you make new friends. High fives. I know they're cheesy, but it feels real. Let's go. Hey, who needs more chips? I think I got some back here. I have not been to the grocery store in a while. I got some more cheese doodles in the back. I make them myself. Oh, it's actually easy. Don't mind the mess in the rec room. I'm not gonna clean it up soon, but... Oh, you're fun. I don't even know who you are or where we are. What's your name again? Morgan? Steven! I was way off. All right, come here. You just... It's a lot of baking. You got homemade cheese. Where are my slippers? Out! He'll find his way back. He's not friendly. Not like you guys. High fives? Okay, maybe later. Am I floating away? I feel like I'm floating away into the expanse. Am I floating in a void? Why aren't you guys talking? Oh, wow, I'm losing my mind. I'm okay with it! Tell my wife I'll be home later.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi.
Hey, Liam. How are you?
Good.
Liam, you wrote the story, What Was the World Called Before Us, right?
Yeah.
How did you come up with that idea?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you remember writing it?
No.
You don't?
No, I did not. That was like 8 weeks ago.
8 weeks is like an eternity. When I hear your story... And I hear, what was the world called before us? I think, wow, that like, it sort of like blows my mind. And it starts me thinking about all sorts of big questions. Do you think about big questions a lot?
Yes, because I, one time, like after test, as like I said, in 1 minute, it'll be the future. And that, yeah, that is true.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of that before. That's, you're right. And, like, in 1 second, it'll be the future, too.
Yeah. So right now, it's the future.
That's amazing. But can it be the future and the present at the same time?
Yes.
Can it be the past and the present at the same time?
I've never thought about that one, but I don't think so.
I'm not sure either. What about the past and the future?
It actually, yes, because if the past, that was a long time ago, but then it's the same thing. The future's in like 1 second, and then, yeah, so then it's a yes.
Do you feel like time is real?
No, I do not like time.
Why don't you like it?
Because if we didn't have time, then we wouldn't have school, and that means we have no homework.
That's true. I've heard some people say that we are living every moment at the same time. Like we're living the past and the present and the future, and it's really just all the same because time was made up by humans.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I think the person who made up time must be pretty smart.
That was a caveman. The caveman thought of time.
And so when the caveman thought of time, what do you think inspired that discovery?
I don't know. They just wrote on the wall. They drew it like a rock.
They like wrote the time of day?
Yeah, they just wrote something and then... archaeologists see what it was, and then they knew who it was. It was like a time, so then they started doing time.
Liam, are there any other big questions that you've been thinking about lately?
Yeah.
Any that you want to share with me?
We don't know what all the numbers go up to.
Oh, like we don't know how high numbers go.
Yeah, I say it's 1,000, but then my friends say it's, like, more.
What about negative numbers? Do you think that there is a number that's so low that you could never go lower?
Well, that's easy. Negative zero.
Oh, yeah, I guess that sounds right. I don't know much about math,
so I can't tell you for sure if that's true, but it sounds right.
It's negative zero because if you went down to negative and then you just did zero, that's just a lot lower.
Yeah.
Negative zero.
Yeah. What's the most complex math that you've done so far?
It was a really, really hard test. It took 3 days.
Whoa.
But do you know the hardest math problem?
What?
10 times 8.
10 times 8? Do you know what it is?
No. I got that one wrong on that test.
Well, think of it this way. If 10 times 10, you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
It's 2 tens less than 10 times 10, right?
Yeah, so it's 80.
Yeah, there you go. Can I ask you another big question?
Yeah.
What do you know about different dimensions?
Dimensions? I don't really know dimensions yet.
Have you ever heard of them?
No, because we're going to learn dimensions in, like, the end of third grade.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking about it because you were talking about time, and I think the way that you think about time is super smart and super cool. And it just made me start thinking of something called the multiverse.
What's a multiverse?
Multiverse, I think, is like how there's many different versions of the world that are all happening at the same time, but you can only see the one that you're in.
Whoa!
Crazy, right?
Yeah!
I love stuff that sort of like blows my mind.
I love that stuff too.
Any other big questions that you're thinking about these days?
No.
Well, Liam, this has been awesome to talk to you. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Okay.
I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's show, and, well, that's it for this season of the Story Pirates podcast. But don't worry. We'll be releasing special bonus episodes over the summer, chock full of new stories and new versions of your favorite Story Pirate songs. And wait, did you hear that part at the end of the episode where Siegfried the Viking said that he was gonna make the Story Pirate's ship fly? What? I can't even imagine what that looks like. So kids, we need your help. Draw a picture of what it looks like when the new Story Pirate's ship flies. Where will we go? How does a ship even fly? With wings? With ancient Viking technology? With something else? Draw us a picture and show us. Parents, you can post your child's drawing on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter with the hashtag StoryPiratesFlyingShip. Before we go, I just want to give a huge thank you to everyone who listened to the Story Pirates podcast this season. It's been such a blast getting to know so many of you and the way that you've made creativity and storytelling and Story Pirates a part of your lives. And to all the kids who sent us stories, I want to say your imaginations are incredible. We really do wish we could perform every single story you send us, but the point of all this is not to have your story performed. It's for you to write it. And by writing and telling your stories and sharing them with your friends and family and teachers, you're putting some of your brilliance into the world. And I think I speak for the whole world when I say that we really, really need your brilliance. Because nobody's brain and nobody's heart works quite the same way that yours does. So keep writing stories all summer long and keep sending them in to us, and we can't believe that we get to read all of them. Thanks for making the Story Pirates the luckiest people on the planet Cow. See you next season.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and produced for the Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree.
Today's episode features performances by Maddie Fisher, Quentin Johnson, Joseph Limus, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Peter Russo, Alika Piper, Tim Platt, and Rachel Winitsky. What Was the World Called Before Us was written by Megan O'Neill and Jack Mitchell, produced by Jack Mitchell and Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Peter McNerney. And now, before I float off into space, here's some of my favorite weird moments from this season of the Story Pirates podcast.
One, two, three.
Paul! Paul! Paul!
I'm free!
I wanted to surprise you guys for my birthday!
But that's sad.
Great question, Katie. See, we're not surprised. You're a terrible cook.
Good question, Ilana.
Look, sorry to be moody about Captain Hootie's booty, but Hootie was a little snooty and he wouldn't want to hear you say that. He was a terrifying man. Yes, a cutie, but his duty was to protect the booty, so he was constantly on Hootie booty duty. He went loopy on booty duty. He even forgot about his dog, Helen.
Yes.
Come, friends, who plow the sea, truce to navigation.
And the best Peter is Lee!
Gasp! Well, Lee, you've bested me at being me.
Whoa, 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 hold on. Pull over for a sec.
Okay, right here?
Excuse me, why is there a kitchen in the road? What is going on?
Oh, that's my kitchen.
What? Well, why do you have a kitchen in the middle of the road?
In case I get hungry, or if the kitchen in my house is out of juice.
Ride on a seagull to the sea. Ride on a seagull, let that seagull carry me. I wanna ride.
That suddenly he thinks there's something more to this life than swimming around in an underwater cave, eating squid, being related to whales.
No, Todd, you sweet, beautiful angel. You have so much to learn. What's in the box?
An old friend.
What's in the box?
Merry Christmas.
It's the goose!
It's based on the kefir standard. One bottle of kefir, the healthy drinkable yogurt, equals one ship coin. And I will be the kefir sommelier. And kefir.
Huh?
We have a ton of kefir and I love those probiotics. My finest kefir, it's gone sour.
My chairs, they're perfect. Everything besides the chairs is ruined.
I don't know how to say this, but your tusks have skewered the beef and now there's beef on your tusks. You've got beef tusk.
Silence!
So we should call the boat the Peter Boat!
Gasp!
Gasp!
Gasp! Gasp!
Gasp! I'm the wind!
Yep. Ooh,
I want to call my inner monologue.
Hello?
Hi, inner monologue. What you thinking about?
Snacks.
Ooh, snacks.
Yeah, snacks.
What else you got going on today?
Just snacks.
I love that. I'm gonna go get some snacks.
Snacks.
Bye!
And why does your pet lamb have scuba gear on too?
I've been on the lamb. I mean, I love my pet lamb. Yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't like that.
Sorry.
Excuse me, what's that pet lamb? Oh, the ship should be called The Voyage of the Rachel? I'd have to agree with you. Oh no, pet lamb. Just leave me here with my lamb. My beautiful lamb. It's just you and me up here. Just me and you, lamb. And the open sea and lamb! Rigamarole the bow!
Peter, I had no idea you slept in one of those race car beds. That is very neat.
I know.
See you all the time, I guess.
Wait, Lee!
The best chess person